knew that told him the meal to his moment, Maid of the Mist.
On most summer days, you'll find Captain Rod McDonald here in the Maid of the Mist wheelhouse. It's a few steps up from the top deck and the hundreds of tourists in blue rain slickers. The room's loaded with all sorts of equipment, a depth finder, rudder indicator, and compass. And on the counter, McDonald keeps a candy jar.
And I have my little chocolates for any little kids out on the deck who are crying and scared. I usually go with some chocolate.
That's just one of the tips you learn working the Niagara River for 29 years. McDonald grew up on the Canadian side of the Great Lakes and got his start working on fuel barges. But he wanted a more stable life than his father, a captain on Lake Freighters. So when the Maid of the Mist had an opening, he applied. He was only in his mid-20s, but got the job.
The difference here is the cargo talks to you. On the lakes, the other place, the cargo doesn't talk to you.
Now McDonald's a trim 55-year-old with wavy gray hair, and he figures he's made the short run to the falls about 70,000 times. He's seen a lot over the years, like the man who went over Horseshoe Falls on a jet ski.
With the jet ski, he came right out in front of us, and then right beside us, so, we threw a life ring and all, but still, by the time we got to him, it was just too late, because it's not like a bus or a truck where you can pull over and park, right?
That's a tragic reminder about the power of the falls, but McDonald isn't one to get complacent, especially when his boat's at the base of Horseshoe Falls. On each trip, he holds it there for 5 minutes so the tourists can get a good look and feel the spray. Above the crowd, McDonald keeps his hands on the upright wooden wheel. It's the kind you've seen in pirate movies. And he keeps his eyes on the current.
With this wheel, I can feel the current, which way I'm going to go. So what I'm trying to anticipate before the current makes my boat go one way or the other. So I'm trying to read it before it happens.
Even though the current's running at about 10 knots and shifting, he barely moves the wheel.
So we always call it, if you're a lazy wheelsman, you're doing a good job. So it takes very little wheel. When you do a lot of wheeling, you're not reading the current very well.
He says it takes most pilots about 5 years to get comfortable on the river. Even then, it pays to be careful.
Well, we treat every trip like our first trip. We have a lot of respect for this river. Because when you don't respect it, that's when you get yourself in trouble.
McDonald wants to make a good impression on the tourists, and there are a lot of them. Last year, the Maid of the Mist carried some 1.6 million passengers.
I enjoy hearing everybody out in the back end of the boat in the front end, smiling and laughing, having a great time. And then we get back to the dock, I see the smiles on her face. That's what makes my day. And that's why we come to work.
With a new load of passengers, he points his boat upriver again. He'll give them an up-close look at the falls and another smooth, safe ride. This is Dave Rosenthal for Great Lakes Today in Niagara Falls, New York.